The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Torah tells us, "Im bechukeisai teilechu ves mitzvaisai tishmeru vasisem eson." That if you will walk in my statutes, and you will guard my mitzvahs, and you will do them, v'nasati gishmeichem beitom, I will give you rain in its seasons, v'nasona ha'aretz yivula, and the land will give forth its crops, ve'etz hasode yitein piryei, and the trees of the field will give forth its fruits. Torah says that if we walk in the statutes of Hashem and we keep the mitzvahs, we guard them and we do them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us brachos. And the brachos are itemized here. Many, many wonderful brachos. There will be rains in their proper seasons. But it tells us, Rashi brings, what does it mean in its proper seasons? Not only in its proper seasons, but even when the rains come, they will come at a very convenient time. For example, on Little Shabbos on Friday night, when people do not have to travel, the fruits of the land will come forth. Eitz asode yitein piryei. The trees of the field will give forth their fruit. This means ilone serak. Even the trees that are not fruit trees, not only the fruit trees will give forth their fruit, but even the trees which are not fruit trees also will give forth fruit. V'hisig lochem daish es botzer v'otzer yasig es zora. And your seasons will run into each other. This means that when you're harvesting, you haven't finished to thresh yet. And when you are threshing, then you haven't finished to seed yet. Or when you seed, you will still be threshing. You will still be harvesting. And there'll be a problem where to store all of the food. You'll have to empty out the storage bins because there'll be new harvest coming in. And you'll have a problem where to put that food. And you will eat your bread with satisfaction. This means not only there'll be sufficient bread, but eichal kima v'hum yisborach b'meyov. You'll eat a little bit and it will satisfy you. Not always is satisfaction dependent on quantity, but you will be given a brocha that by eating just a little you will be satisfied. It will be sufficient. V'shachtem levetach be'atzechem. And you will dwell in your land in peace, in Eretz Yisrael. V'nasati sholem ba'oretz. And I will give peace in your land, throughout your land. Rashi tells us, Shematemru hare maichel hare mishte mein sholem enklum. So there'll be food, there'll be what to drink, but if there is no peace, what is it all worth? Talmud leimar acha kol zeis v'nasati sholem ba'oretz. After I give you all of these brochas, I will give you peace in your land also. Mikan sha'asholem shokul kineged akol. From here we learn that the brocha of peace is equal to all brochas. V'cheinu eimer eise sholem oberi as akol. And this is what we say in the tefillahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created shalom, he created peace, and he created everything. Once there was peace, there was everything. This is a teichecho megula. This is a open refutation for those people who do not value peace and always seek machlekes. As far as the Torah is concerned, the greatest brocha that was given to people was peace. V'ein ushaftem v'ein machrid. You will lay down at night and you will have no fear. V'shbati chayarom in ha'oretz v'cherev leisavar be'atzichem. There will be no wild beasts or animals in your land. V'cherev leisavar be'atzichem. And the sword will not pass through your land. Not only that the sword will not pass through your land for war, to make war with you, but even will not even come through your land, even when they're going to make war with other nations, one nation and another. Veredavtem eseivechem v'noflu lifneichem lechorev. And you will pursue your enemies and they will fall before you. V'rotfu miken chamisho mea u'mea miken revova yodofu. Five of you will pursue 100, and 100 of you will pursue 10,000. Here Rashi says, if five will pursue 100, so that means the bracha will be that one will be able to conquer 20 times his might. So then 100 should only pursue 2,000. Why does it say 100 will pursue 10,000? So, and then he brings the answers, because Eina Deime Lemu'utim Ha'isinas HaTorah Lemerubim Ha'isinas HaTorah. You cannot compare when a few keep the Torah and the mitzvahs and when many keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. The more that keep Torah and mitzvahs, the brocha compounds itself out of the proportion. Ufanisa aleichem v'ivreisi eschem v'irbeisi eschem v'akimeisi es brisi itchem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will give us his entire attention. He will not divide his attention from us. Efne mikol asokai l'shalem schorchem. All of my attention will be given to Klal Yisrael to give them their reward. And I shall make a new covenant with Klal Yisrael. Why a new covenant? Not like the old covenant that ceased, that was broken, but a new covenant that will never become broken. And I shall multiply you, make you fruitful and many. I shall make my dwelling place amongst you, and I will not reject you. I shall walk amidst you. Now this refers, as she says also, this refers to Gan Eden. Atayal imochem beGan Eden ke echod mikem. I will walk amongst you in the Garden of Eden like one of you. Leisiyam mizdazazim mimeni, and you will not fear me. Yochel lo tiroi mimeni, you will not have any fear whatsoever. Tamalei mevayisi lochem leElokim. But you shall still have the fear of me that I will be your Lord, your King. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Miyais Lohem Avodim. I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt, where you were slaves, from being slaves, Ve'ebor Meites Ulchem, I broke the mighty yoke of slavery from you, Ve'elich Eschem Kememius, and I shall bring you upright into your land. What does this mean? You shouldn't think that perhaps I cannot do this. Kedayani shetaaminu bi. I have enough credit, the Almighty says, that you should believe what I say. Shani yochol asis kol ha'ilah, that I can do all of this. Sharei etzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim v'asisi lochem nisim gedolim. Because I have already shown the world the great miracles that I can do. I took you out of Egypt with great and mighty miracles. I destroyed Paroi and the firstborn and all of the Egyptians, and I split the sea. Therefore, kedai ator shetaminu li, you may believe that what I say will be true. Just as I freed you from the yoke of slavery from Egypt, so will I do again when I bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. This is im bechukeisai teilechu ves mitzvaisai tishmeru vasisem esom. This is if you walk in my statutes and you guard my mitzvahs and you do them. Then the Torah tells us, Vim leisishmuli, but if you will not listen to me, the leisasu is called mitzvahs eile, and you will not do all of these mitzvahs. Vim bechukeisai timoasu, and you will reject, and the statutes will not be dear to you. And my commandments and mitzvahs will not be acceptable to you, to the point where you reject them. The bilti ases is called mitzvahsai, and you will not do all of my mitzvahs. Lahafrechem es brisi, and annul my covenant. then afani eses eish lachem, I shall also annul my covenant with you. Vifkadeti aleichem, and I will bring upon you. And then the Torah goes into great length to tell us of the great rebuke and the great affliction that he will bring to his nation if they do not listen to his mitzvahs. And here I listed off in great detail how Klal Yisrael will be afflicted, and their land will be destroyed, their Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, they will be taken to far off lands, they will be enslaved by alien governments, they will be dispersed amongst all of the nations. Yisurin boin, great sorrows and affliction will come upon them, destruction will come upon them. And where the Torah tells us, if you still will not listen, then I will bring Sheva al Chateisim, I will bring seven times more. And here are listed all of the klolos. If a person will read the Sedra, if he'll just read the simple sense of the Sedra, especially if he will read the Sedra with the Biurim, with the explanations of Rashi and the sages, he will see that all of the afflictions that came upon Klal Yisrael from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the first Churban by the Babylonians, or the second Churban by the Romans, and all of the Holocausts that came right up to the last Holocaust that our generation still remembers, is all explicitly written and recorded here in the Torah. Le'olenu, that it should never come upon us again. Many great principles can be learned from here, because here the Torah is clearly laying down in front of us what is the way to gain the greatest brachas in the world, and to the contrary, what is the way to lose these brachas and to gain the antithesis of this. Another point mentioned, v'im'ad eile leisish mu'li, and if still you will not listen to me, v'yosachti liyasar eschem sheva al chateisechem, I will again bring upon you seven times more what I have brought because of your sins. Why seven times? And this is mentioned several times. So Rashi tells us, because at the beginning of the Sedra there are seven mitzvahs and seven averas listed, and the brachas are dependent on the seven mitzvahs, and the rebuke is dependent on seven averas. And therefore, if we still do not listen to Hashem, he will bring again seven times the amount. Then another principle mentioned, v'im telchu imi keri, and if you will walk with me keri, le'seva lishme'ali, and you will not heed to listen to me, v'yosafti aleichem mako sheva kechateisechem, then again I will add seven times the punishment and the rebuke. What does this word keri mean? That you will walk, if you will walk with me keri. Rashi brings Rabbeinu Omru Aroi. Rabbeinu, our rabbis explain, Aroi, if you will walk with me in a very haphazard, casual manner. B'mikro, she'ena ela leprokim. In other words, once in a while you will do a mitzvah. You will do a mitzvah when it will be convenient for you. You will study Torah when it's convenient for you. If it's not convenient for you, then you will not do mitzvahs. If it's a good time to come to shul, you will come to shul. If it's difficult, then it's a different story. If it's an easy mitzvah, or at this time it's a nice mitzvah, you will do it. When it's difficult, you won't. Aroi b'mikro she'eina ele leprokim. Keln teilchu aroi b'mitzvahs. Then Rashi brings Tirgoma ishal unkeles loshen kushi. Unkeles explains, you will walk with me b'keri kushi. This means stubborn, hard. Shemakshim libom limoneam iskarev elai. You harden your hearts not to come too close to me. And Rashi says both is the same thought. Why does someone do a mitzvah once in a while? Because this is a sign how close he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who are very close to the Almighty, then they always study Torah. They always do mitzvahs. Those who are far from the Almighty, so once in a while they will do mitzvahs. Once in a while they will listen to him. And this is what it means, Shemakshim Libom, they harden their hearts, Shilelis Karevelai, they keep their distance. They keep their distance from the Almighty. They will not come too close. This is another very important principle here in the Sedra. Let's take a few minutes this evening to go into these important principles. On this foundation of Keri, the Rambam brings, which we've often quoted in Hilchos Tainis, that when a person sees that something is happening to him, and especially if it's tzoris, if he sees troubles are coming upon him, or troubles are coming to the world, troubles are coming to his family or to his nation, how should he react? So the Rambam brings, it's a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, lizeik ulo'ariyah b'chatzei tzereis al kol tzoris shetovei al ha-tzibur. It's a positive commandment in the Torah. This was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that when there was a tzora that came upon the community, we were not supposed to take it without any reaction. But we were supposed to bring out the chatzetzeres, the trumpets, the kahanim, blow the trumpets, sound them, bring the people together, and awaken them. Shenemar al atzora atzere eschem vahare eisem bechatzetzeres. As it states in the Torah, that on every tzora that will come to you, you shall sound the trumpets. Klemar, kol dover, whether it's war, or locusts, or drought, or plague, heaven forbid. Why? Dover zemi darki atzuvahu. Shebizman shetovei tzora v'yizaku alehu v'yoriyo yedu akol shebeglal masim aroi mehera lehen. Because this awakens a person to tshuva. Because if trouble comes, and the Torah said that he shall blow the trumpets in this way, make himself cognizant that he has something to do with bringing these problems, and he has also something to do with the solution of these problems, so then he realizes that these tzoris are the fruits of his deeds. And then he will correct his deeds. He will better his deeds. He will perfect himself. And through this way, the problems will be resolved. But what happens if he does not react? What happens if he's passive? And he will say that this trouble that's coming, this is a natural phenomena. This trouble that's coming is all in the course of events and has nothing to do with me. The reason why there's drought is because of a cycle, a normal cycle of events. The reason why there's sickness is because germs were brought in from overseas, and so forth and so on. If this will be his reaction, this is an evil way, and this is a wicked and a ruthless way, the Rambam writes. Because then a person will not seek to better himself. He will not seek to change his ways. And he will continue in what he's doing. And this will cause more tzoras to come upon him. This is what is meant, that you are walking with me, bekeri, from the word mikro, that it's merely a casual happening, merely a coincidental happening. And therefore, the Almighty says, I also will walk with you in such a manner, that when I bring a tzora, in order that you shall better yourselves, and you do not listen to the signals, then I also will bring more upon you. So here the Rambam is learning even a deeper meaning in mikro keri. It means in a casual manner, but it doesn't only mean that you will do mitzvahs casually, but it means that you will not be cognizant, you will not be reactive to what is happening to you and around you. And therefore, you are not listening to the signals, and you are not changing yourself. You are interpreting personal events, communal events, world events, into micro-keri, all as a natural manner of course. And they do not affect me whatsoever. Can we make this an example to? A person who gets a pain in his leg. It's a signal. It's a signal that there's a disorder in the body. If he's wise, he checks it out. Because it's a symptom. And if it's checked out properly, he will find out where the disorder is coming from, and even more important, what is the cause of disorder. And once he finds out what the cause is, he can rectify it. Maybe he's not wearing the right size shoe. Maybe it's something he's eating. Maybe it's something he's drinking. Maybe it's something more serious. Maybe he has a problem with his blood. Whatever it might be. If he's not wise, he ignores it and continues on his way. The body comes to give him another signal. The pain increases, starts to spread to his knee. If he's wise, he listens to it. If not, he says, it's all a natural matter of affairs, and ignores it. And so does it go on and on. And we don't have to continue the story further, because anyone with a little intelligence knows where this can carry him. So is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When something's wrong with the nation, when something is wrong with the individual, he signals the person to correct it. And his signal is very similar to the way he has created the process in the body to signal the person to correct it. An impikeachu, if he's an aware person and an intelligent person, he studies these signals to try to go to the root of the problem, and thereby eradicating the cause and eradicating the symptoms. That's if he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's not close to the Almighty, then anything that happens to him, he will relate to 100 different causes, but not to the cause that maybe there's something wrong in the way he is living. Something wrong with the role he's fulfilling in his world. And he says it's just a natural course of events. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you walk with me, Bikeri, Gamani, I also will walk with you this way, and I will add more and more and more. This is on the personal level, family level, the communal level, and the national level. And so did he say, tell Klal Yisrael that if you do not listen to my mitzvahs, and I will be forced now to bring all types of tzores on you that shouldn't come upon us. If you will listen to these symptoms and search for their cause and rectify their cause, then you will be fortunate. But if not, I will have to add and add and add. Because this means there's poison in the body. If there's a pain in the body, this is a signal from the body that there's something wrong. There's a malfunction, there's a disorder, there's poison in the body. It won't go away by itself. Not if the person follows the same lifestyle that he's been following till now that brought it about. And leaving it and continuing in that way will only magnify the problem. So do we find in this parsha. That's one principle which is very important. Another principle that we mentioned is that Rashi tells us, what are the seven mitzvahs? Or the seven averus? Im bechukeisai teilechu, if you shall walk in my statutes, ves mitzvaisai tishmaru, and you will guard the mitzvahs. The sages ask, what does it mean, im bechukeisai teilechu, that you shall walk in my statutes? Does it mean keep the mitzvahs? No. Right afterwards it says, ves mitzvaisai tishmaru, that you shall guard my mitzvahs. So what does it mean that you shall walk in my statutes? Shetiyu ameli metorah, that you shall labor in Torah. Bichukaisai teilechu means to labor in Torah. The Maral in the Sefer Gurayi says, why did the Torah express that one should labor in Torah in this type of an expression, bechukeisai teilechu? Because first of all, teilechu means to walk. When a person walks, this is the opposite of rest. And therefore it's toil. If a person wants to rest, he stops walking and sits down. Walking, movement, is the opposite of rest. Torah cannot be learned or studied while one is resting. The true study of Torah is amelus, labor. And therefore, it's to be compared to that of walking. When one toils in Torah, labors in Torah, because Torah is a wisdom that's far beyond the person. Other wisdoms, a person does not have to toil in like Torah. Torah is a wisdom that comes from another world. And it's far away from the person. Ishbar le'yedo uksil le'yovin azeish. The ignorant do not understand this. And for Torah to be impressed on one's mind and in one's heart, This can only be through great labor and great toil. Therefore it states, Im bechukeisai telechu, that if you will walk in my statutes, not rest with my statutes. A second point, when a person walks, he's moving from one place to another. He's not staying in the same place. Labor in Torah means where a person is constantly gaining more wisdom of Torah, whether it's in quantity or quality. But it must be a greater wisdom in Torah than he had before. If a person learns a Mishnah, and he learns over the same Mishnah, and he does not see in it more than he saw before, then this is not a laboring in Torah. Laboring means that he must constantly seek new levels of wisdom, new dimensions, new growth. Just like when a person walks from one place to the other, he comes to new destinations. And bechukeisai, chuki means the statutes. The statutes are the most difficult part of the Torah. These are the mitzvahs which do not seem to have any apparent reason. Not like you should not steal or you should honor your father or mother, that these are mitzvahs which are easy to study, because immediately we can give so many reasons as to why the Torah commanded them. But when we come to mitzvahs such as Shatnes, you should not wear wool and linen together, or Hazir, you shall not eat the flesh of animals which are not kosher, or Pora Aduma, the mitzvah of the red heifer. These are mitzvahs which have no apparent reason, and therefore they take great labor and great study. Therefore the Torah tells us, Imechukeisai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes. And this does not mean guarding the mitzvahs, because immediately after it states, V'es mitzvah isai tishmeru, that you will guard my mitzvahs. Therefore it means, Havia meilim b'teira, if you will labor in Torah. Now what's very interesting to learn from here is this sedra that is telling us what is the key to all of the brachas, and what is the key to, heaven forbid, the rebuke. This is it. Im bechukeisai teilechu, if you will labor in my Torah. Because then later on the Torah says, Im leisishmuli, im bechukeisai timoasu, you will not labor in my Torah. And Rashi explains that seven different levels are mentioned here. And what are they? If you will labor in Torah, then you will come to do the mitzvahs. Because atera mevi lidei maisa, Torah brings a person to deeds. And when he labors in Torah, he's close to Torah. And the Torah will guide him to deeds. If he will do mitzvahs, then he will come to love others who also do mitzvahs. He will gain a love for mitzvahs, and then through this a love for people who are also doing mitzvahs. Then it will bring him to another dimension of a love for the chachomim, for the wise, because he will see that the wise are guiding the people on the road to life. It will bring him to another dimension, a fifth dimension, where he will start to influence others to do mitzvahs. He will see the greatness in the Torah and the greatness in the mitzvahs and the greatness in the wise of Israel. He will want to encourage others to do mitzvahs. And this will bring him to the level where he will accept all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And finally, where he will accept the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. On the contrary, however, if he will not labor in Torah, what will be the next step? Then he will not do mitzvahs. And this is a fact. This is a fact that we see all over. Where there was the study of Torah, then there was the asiyus hamitzvahs, the doing of mitzvahs. In those communities that had yeshivas, that there was labor of Torah, then there were plenty of mitzvahs. There were shuls, and there were gemilas chasodim, and there were mikvahs, and there was stoker, and there were places to bake matzah, and there was kashrus, all of the mitzvahs. And in the communities that neglected the yeshivas, and there were no places to study and labor and Torah, and they said that it will be sufficient if we have a good shul, if we have kashrus, everything eventually crumbled. Soon there was no shul, there was no kashrus, there was no mikvahs, there were no gemilas chasodim, there was no tzedakah. And soon came great assimilation. And this has been recorded in our history. If you will not labor in Torah, then you will not do mitzvahs. A person that will not do mitzvahs will begin to reject and even hate others that do mitzvahs. Because if he doesn't do mitzvahs, and if he has no taste in the mitzvahs, then he is not able to stomach others who do mitzvahs. From here, this will bring him to a fourth dimension, where he will begin to hate the chachomim. He will begin to hate the wise, because the wise are instructing the people to do mitzvahs. And this is a person that cannot tolerate mitzvahs for himself or for other people. So he begins to reject the wise. It will bring him to a fifth dimension. He will begin to stop other people from doing mitzvahs. He will stand in their way. And then it brings him to another dimension. He will begin to deny, because of his rationalization, he will begin to deny the one who gave the mitzvahs. He will say that these mitzvahs are not true, they're not legitimate. And then he will be kefir be'ikar. It will bring him to the seventh level, where he denies the Almighty himself. And this we've also seen. We saw it. We saw it in Germany. We saw it in Hungary. We saw it in those areas where they started to neglect the yeshivas. At first there were beautiful shuls. There were kosher chasanas. There was fine communal life. But eventually everything broke down. And not only was it just a breakdown in the observance of Torah and mitzvahs, but the greatest kefirah, the greatest atheism, and the greatest hatred for Torah Jews came from these areas. And this is what the Torah tells us. If you will not labor in Torah, then you will not do the mitzvahs. If you will not do the mitzvahs, you will start to look down on those that do the mitzvahs. And then you will start to hate the chachomim that instruct in the mitzvahs. Then you will try to stop those that do mitzvahs. You will discourage them. You will speak against them. You will write articles against them. And then you will start denying the mitzvahs. The conservative movement and the reform movement grew in these areas. And they started to deny many, many mitzvahs. And then, kefir be'ikar. To eventually where they will deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This is what the Torah is telling us. Now what's very interesting is that the Sheirish HaKol, the source, is to labor in Torah. If you will labor in Torah, then it will bring with it all of the other mitzvahs and all of the brochas. If you will not, then it will bring just the antithesis. One reason for this is because the one who labors in Torah is the one who is close to Torah. And he is the one who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who does not toil in the Torah of Hashem is far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how the path divides. If someone is close to the king, he sees the king, he's drawn even nearer. Someone who's far from him drifts even further away. This is the simple reason for this. And this everyone can testify to who has had the opportunity to labor in Torah. That the Gemara tells us, Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, the fulfillment of a mitzvah is like lighting a candle in one's soul. But the study of Torah that brings an entire light into one's soul and brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact is, sages tell us, Kuchibricha v'yaraisa chatu, the Torah of Hashem and the Almighty synonymous. And he who studies in Torah, gives himself over to Torah, is as if he's chavat b'malka atzmai, he embraces the Almighty, the King himself. So therefore, this is the source of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The antithesis of this, the neglect of this, is the source of drifting far from the Almighty. And from here comes Vahalachta Mimi Bekeri, that you walk with me casually. You do a mitzvah once in a while. You do a good thing once in a while. But then you drift further. And when I bring Teichacho, when I bring rebuke on you, you do not heed the symptoms, the signals, and you walk even further away. There is also a deeper meaning to this. And that is, the Gemara tells us that a person should not despise affliction. When something bad comes upon a person, he should not despise it. He should not reject it. He should not become angry about it. Where is the source for this? This is a source from Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon. In Mishlei Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Musar, is meyaser you. When he afflicts you, my son, al timos, do not let this become repugnant in your eyes. Val tokeit b'seichachte. And also, do not let rebuke, when he punishes you, do not let it become like a thorn in your side that you reject and you cannot tolerate. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. This is contrary to popular belief. Popular belief is that good times is something that we want. If it's heaven forbid bad times, it's something that should be totally rejected. Shlomo HaMelech said not like that. Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. When you, my son, are afflicted, do not let it become repugnant. Well, tokeitz b'seichachte, and do not let the Almighty's rebuke and punishment to you be considered a thorn in your side. Why? Ki es asher ye'ehav, Hashem yechiach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only afflicts and rebukes those that he loves. Ucho'ov es bein yirtzeh. Just like a father to a son. A father disciplines and punishes a son that he's concerned about. The son that he's not concerned about, he doesn't punish, doesn't discipline. Totally neglects him. He totally neglects him and ignores him and doesn't give up any time to him. But the one that he does love, and the one that he's interested in his perfection, he criticizes, he disciplines, he punishes, he scolds. So is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara tells us that Shlema HaMelech is not referring to all types, of afflictions. There is an affliction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives to a person when he wants to totally destroy him. If you have a Rosha, a wicked person, there is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will give him a total destruction. But to the contrary also, many times we find, the Gemara says, Rosha v'tevloi, that if a person is a totally wicked person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rather have him destroyed from the next world than the next world. So for the few good things he might have done during his life, he'll pay him off in this world. But the great amount of affliction that comes upon a Jew, the Gemara says, is of two types. A yisurin, which comes to perfect a person because of a transgression, or yisurin shel'ava, a type of affliction that Hashem brings to a person, not because of a transgression, but because He wants to make him even greater. Both He brings only because He's interested in the perfection of that person. If a person is not living the way he should be living, how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicate this to him? He'll communicate it to him just as the body will communicate to the mind and to the nervous system that the person is not living the way he should be living, with a certain type of affliction that is known as affliction of love. For example, if you have an athlete, that's a runner or a swimmer or a tennis player, and he's doing well. He's doing well, so his coach doesn't have to scold him. But his coach sees that he has even greater potential. How does he squeeze that out of him? He works him harder, drives him harder, because he can come to even greater heights. So is it with the soul. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees in many, many individuals, they are upright, they are doing what they should, but they can do even greater. Hashem Niso as Avraham, Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avraham. He gives a person new challenges, new tests, new dimensions, that only through these challenges and these opportunities can he perfect himself and make himself even greater. This is what is known as Yisurin Shel Ava. But in both cases, Shlema HaMelech said that if a person sees affliction coming upon himself, he should not reject it at all. If, for example, like doctors will tell a person, pain, this is a miracle of the body. This is not an evil of the body. What kind of situation would we be physically if there was no pain? So is it when Yisurin Boin Ala Odom, when affliction comes to a person. And the Gemara tells us Mora brings him a Sechta Brochas. No, excuse me. The Mora brings in Sechta Sanhedrin. Toner Abonim. The rabbis taught Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph. Kishachola Reb Lezer. When the great Reb Lezer became sick, Nichnesu Dalet Zekenim Levachrei. Four great sages came to visit him: Reb Tarfin, Reb Yeshua, Reb Lezer ben Azariah, and Reb Kiva. Then Reb Tarfin v'omar. Reb Tarfin said, Teva tol Yisrael mi tipishel kshomim. You are better to Yisrael than a drop of rain. Ki tipishel kshomim b'ilam hazeh, v'rebi b'ilam hazeh l'ilam habo. Because rain is good for this world, while you are good, you bring goodness to this world and the next world. Then Reb Yeshua said, Teva tol Yisrael yesem migal golchamo. You, my Rebbe, are greater to this world than the sun itself. Because the sun brings warmth to this world. You bring warmth and light to this world and to the next world. Then Reb Lezer ben Azayah omar. Then Reb Lezer ben Azayah stated, Teva tol Yisrael yesem me'av ve'em. You are better to this world than a father and a mother. Because a father and a mother are good in this world. You are in this world and in the next world. Then it came to Rebbe Kiva's turn to say something to comfort the great Rebbe Lezer. Then Rebbe Kiva v'omar. So Rebbe Kiva simply said, Chavivin Yesurin. Affliction are very dear. Chavivin Yesurin, affliction are very dear. What did the greater blesser say? Omar lehem, samchuni ve'eshmoa divri akiva talmidai. She'omar chavivin Yesurin. He said, let me lean forward so I can hear my disciple Akiva, what he said, affliction are dear. I want to hear more of this. And then Rabbi Kiva went on to expound how Yisurin can bring a person to a greater level than almost anything else in the world. The Gemara also tells us in Brochas Daf Hei, Omar Afuna Omar Av. Im Adam Reya Shi Yisurin Boim Olov. If a person sees that troubles are coming upon him, Yifashfesh B'maisa. Let him search his deeds, as it states, Nach Peshod Drochenu V'Nach Kero. If he finds that something he's doing is wrong, then yaseh tshuva. Then he should do tshuva. He should better what he did. He should repent. He should affix what he did wrong. And then the yesurim, the affliction will go away. V'leim le'motso. What happens if he doesn't find? Then yisle be'bitl teiru. Then he should assume that it's coming because he is not studying Torah enough. And he must study more. What happens if, as it states, Ashrei ha-gever asher tiyasrenu ko, miseiros kuslam beno. Fortunate is the man who HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts, and this will bring him to study Torah. But what happens if he searches and he finds that he's studying all he possibly can? So then what should he do then? Then he should realize it's Yisurin of Avo, affliction that's coming to him because of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, Ki es ashe yoav Hashem yichiyach, from the Pasuk we quoted from Shlomo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts a person just like a father afflicts the son that he loves. So we see that Yisurin is not something to be looked down upon and not something to reject. Naturally, we don't look for these things, and they shouldn't come upon us. And naturally, they are not easy to live with. But if they do come upon a person, then And this Rebbe Kiva said, Chavivi Nisuri. Not only are they coming for a reason, but they can be dear to a person. They can bring more perfection to him than many other things. And this we see from our parsha. When Klal Yisrael has gone astray, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Teichachas, he brings the Yisuri. And then they have to react. And this brings them back to him. But there's one other observation we should make here. We see that the labor of Torah saves a person from Yisuri. In the Chukesai Telechu, that if you will walk in my ways, you will labor in Torah. Then we see all of the teichachos, all of the rebuke does not come upon a person. Now we said that the simple reason is because this will bring him into all of the mitzvahs. This will keep him in all of the mitzvahs. There's a little deeper meaning also. The Gemara states in Masechta Brachos, Dafei Omar Aleph, Omar Reish Lakish, Kol Ha'esek B'Teira Yisurin B'Dilin Mimeno. Reish Lakish says that someone who studies Torah with a great toil, Yisurin, affliction will be far from him. As it states, Ubeni Reshev Yagvio Eif, Ein Eif Ele Torah, Ein Reshev Ele Yisurin. Because Torah is like a bird, and it will fly away from the Yisurin. The Maral explains in his Nesiva Yisurin Perek Aleph, because, as we mentioned, affliction comes to a person when there's a disorder. Just like if there's a physical problem in the body, this is the fruit of a disorder. So if there's a spiritual problem, if there's a spiritual disorder, this brings affliction. This means if there's something which is not in order, something which is not perfect, something lacking, the one who cleaves to Torah does not lack. Because Torah is Teirish Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect, Meshivas Nafesh, and it brings perfection to the man. Only when a person is far from Torah, then is it possible that he will lack perfection. But the one who is toils in learning and is close to Torah, then he will be amongst perfection all of the time. If he is amongst perfection, then there can be no possibility of Yisurin. Unless it's a Yisurin Shela'avo, a type of affliction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to make him even greater without any disorder. So now the parsha has even more insight for us. Im bechukei teilechu, bes mitzvei tishmeru, if you will walk in my statutes, which means labor in my Torah, and guard my mitzvahs. Laboring in Torah, first of all, will bring the person to all of the mitzvahs. Secondly, he will be synonymous together with Torah. And Torah is perfect, so he will not lack. If he will not lack, then there can only be brachas. There cannot be yisuri. Brachas are the fruits of perfection and plenty. And therefore all of the brachas will come unto Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, in the chukai saiti bo'asu, if you will reject the laboring of Torah and you place yourself far from Torah, then you're placing yourself in a very dangerous situation. Besides being away from the source of all of the sanctity and light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this will cause you to drift further and further away, but you will also be away from the source of shlemus, of perfection. And from here will come great disorders, great spiritual disorders, great spiritual malfunctions, great spiritual imperfections. And this can only create in the spiritual conscience and spiritual entity of the person further disorders, further pains, further afflictions. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that all of the teichachos, all of the rebuke which is written, will, heaven forbid, come. We are living in a generation today where unfortunately we see a lot of troubles. It's not, Baruch Hashem, the type of troubles that some of our ancestors had to go through in the past generations, where they suffered tremendous poverty and tremendous humiliation, tremendous humiliation and affliction from their non-Jewish neighbors that they lived amongst. And they were not free to serve the Almighty in the way they wanted. But in many other areas, we are afflicted even more. If a person looks around and he sees the confusion and the distortions and the chaos that we live in today, the troubled families, the tremendous rate of divorce, of broken homes, of psychological and psychiatric problems, of disease, of deterioration of morals, to the point where it has ruined people and broken them, of the deterioration of the social life, the social structure of the people. You see that we are a people who are not free of problems, not free of torment, not free of tzoros. And according to the Torah, if a person looks at these as merely natural courses of events, something which nothing can be done about, then he's not heeding all of the signals and the symptoms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us. And this only not only does not cure these problems, but heaven forbid, causes them to be magnified. And according to the Parsha, these problems mean that come because we have wandered from the perfection of Torah. From the perfection of Torah and its mitzvahs. The source, the laboring in Torah. And this is something that every Jew must face very seriously. Because like the Rambam writes, if a person does not, then this is uxorious. This is ruthless, because it causes the continuation and even the growth of this trend. And this is what we learn from this parasha. And we learn from here the great power of what it means to labor in Torah, to grow in Torah, and how important it is that Torah should be studied in accordance to the truth of Torah. And this is something that must be strengthened all over. Because since the Great Holocaust, the great crown of Torah that then existed almost came to total destruction. The halacha is that every Jewish community, there is no exception, and there are no reasons why not. The halacha is every Jewish community must have a place for children to study Torah. And we're not talking about a place where you can go for a half an hour or an hour a day. Like every village in Lithuania had a cheder or a yeshiva ktana. And for those who can labor in Torah, then this is their responsibility. For those who cannot, then they can at least fulfill part of this responsibility, the Gemara says, through the Chizuk HaTorah, through the supporting of these places of Torah, through the encouragement of these places, through their own children studying Torah. And then also the Gemara tells us that a strengthening of mitzvahs, which the Torah refers to with the word chayim, life, this brings chesed to the world. We are living in a world where we see the opposite of it. We see literally, day after day, total destruction in home life, in moral life, in values, Jewish values, where the time does not allow to go into detail, but people who are not closely connected cannot imagine what is going on today. A ruination of a generation. And which causes, it magnifies and compounds problem after problem after problem. The Gemara tells us, chesed. If someone strengthens his mitzvah of chesed, of doing good for others, yechupar oven, he will be protected from tragedy. We are living in a world of tragedy. Stoker tatzel mimovis. If someone strengthens himself in stoker, he will be protected from tragedy. Loshen hora. If someone is careful, strengthens himself from speaking loshen hora, evil about others, he will be protected from tragedy. Mio ishe chofetz chaim. Who is the one that wants life? Ev yomim lirais teiv. He wants to see good. Mitzor leshen chumera. Let him guard his tongue from evil. These are the mitzvahs that we must strengthen ourselves in. Because we are living in a time all over the world, and in particular in Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael the social problems are compounded with the constant war problems, an existence that ever since the birth of the nation in 1948, there has never been a day of peace. We are living in a time of Yesurin Boyin Oleinu, of Teichacha, the rebuke. And that's this parsha. And therefore it calls for a great strengthening of the laboring in Torah, the encouragement of this study of Torah and of these mitzvahs which bring life to a community, the mitzvahs of chesed and stoko, or of guarding oneself from lashon hara, from slander and gossip, and other such mitzvahs. May we be zeche to strengthen ourselves in these mitzvahs, here and all over, so we will see a turn of events where the teichachas will cease and the brachas that the Torah promises will come upon us.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.